Blog Talk Radio.
Prophetess Teresa Dots, and I am delighted and excited
about this hour. I'm delighted and excited about what God is doing in the lives of our family, his people. I just say glory to his precious name. Again, we are delighted to bring on a new broadcast, one of the newest broadcasts. It will be every fourth Saturday, every fourth Monday. We will be bringing on our own brother, Bernard Phillips. And I'll tell you, you may as well get ready, get your Bibles out, get your notepad, because Brother Bernard has a word from on high. Oh, yes, as he's running back to the Father. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just going to lift up a word of prayer, and then the next voice that you will hear will be that of our own Brother Bernard Phillips. Father God, we thank you for this hour of power. Lord God, we give you honor and glory for who you are. And Father, we just ask you that you would anoint him afresh. God, that he go forth. Father, that you would use him like you've never used before. Father, you're poured inside of him to be poured into your people, Lord God. I just come against any anxiety, any fear. In the name of Jesus, you have no power, no dimension, no authority over what belongs. So, Father, I thank you for using him, and I thank you that the ears and eyes of the people is open so that they can receive what you are saying to your church. Father, we just thank you for what you're doing and how you're going to move to your wonderful name. We just open up the portals of heaven unto the people of God. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen, and glory to your name. Again, I'm just going to ask Brother Bernard, are you with us?
I am.
Praise God. I'm going to yield the line to you, allow God to open up your mouth, speak what God has to say through you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, I want to start off by saying, you know, the devil is really, really busy. I ate something and you know, I began to get an acid reflux. And I know the devil wants to do everything he can to stop it, but he can't stop it, you know, because God has the final say. God has all power. So we're going to just go forth, and we're going to do it anyhow, you know. But I want to start off by asking you a couple questions. I want to ask you, first of all, what are you valued at? Now, that's something you need to think about. What am I valued at? Where do you set your worth at? Because we set our own worth. And we set our own worth by our lifestyle. And then you want to ask yourself, what will men say I'm valued at? And it's going to be based off your lifestyle. It's going to be based off how you're living. Now also, this is something that I really, really want you to think of, because this is where everything is coming together from. Just because you're desired doesn't mean you are valued. I want to read that again. Just because you're desired does not mean you are valued. Now, that's pretty astounding to me, because we get confused with that so often. We get confused and somebody desires us and we just like, oh, wow, they like me, you know, or they want me, or whatever it may be, but it throws us off. And then we go into all kind of frenzies because somebody like us, we forget about, you know, I'm supposed to be anointed, or I'm supposed to be this, I'm serving God, and all this throws us off. And we begin to act outside of who we really are. And we cannot allow the enemy, because the enemy may look good or may look like on the outside something that you may, you know, think it's nice, but that's not where it's at, you know. So you can't allow the enemy to deceive you or to trick you because someone desire you. And desire may get you flour and candy, but I need somebody who's going to value me, because if they value me, they understand who I am. They understand what I'm about. They understand me as being someone who's in God. And they will not take from me, but they will give to me. Okay, I'm going to get back on that a little later. And now, but what parameters are your values set by? And I hope you understand what that means, because I'm going to do my very best to have you understand that before I let you go. Confused about greatness. It's not dictated by a world system. You're only going to get greatness by his spirit. So you got to understand that. What I want to do now is I'm going to read from the dictionary the definition of desire. And then after that, I'm going to read the definition of value. Okay, desire, it reads, ask, aspire, to beg, covet, crave, entreat, fancy, hunger for, importune, lack, long for, need, request, solicit, want, wish for, yearn for, duration, covetousness, cravings, entreaty, greed, libido, longing, lust, lustfulness, need, passion, request, want, wish, and yearning, and lasciviousness. So, therefore, we see they don't sound that good. They don't sound that good at all. I'm going to go on to the definition of value. Account, advantage, avail, benefit, cost, desirability, equivalent, good, help, importance, merit, significance, use, usefulness, utility, worth, account, appraise, appreciate, cherish, compute, esteem, evaluate, hold dear, price, prize, rate. So basically, you know what I'm saying. The difference of value is much greater because I need someone to value me. Because if you don't value me, then you don't really know who I am. And so what we want to get out of this is to understand that when you choose someone, or I don't care if it's a relationship, fire someone that you're trying to be with, or maybe a friend or a family member, you need to be valued. Because if you're desired, that's only something that's not going to get you anything. That's something that's going to take away from you, because it may be a selfish act on their part, you know. But once the desire runs out, I'm not even going to tell you what happened yet. So now I'm going to go 17. And he was gone, and when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And I'm going to read more, but I want to stop there for a second. Now, we value things, for one, we value things over the spirit. But we're first spirit. But we value items. We value things that someone can give us. So if someone, and they have things, and I know we have need of things, but if they have things, if they have cars and they have money and they have land, then sometimes we fall into the trap and we forget who we are. Because, see, when I know who I am, I'm not going to allow money and precious gems or whatever it may be to dictate my decision based on what my eyes see. But you got to have vision. You got to have spiritual vision so you can see beyond what's being offered. Being offered is really nothing at all. Because if you're taking something away from me, you're not offering me anything. You're not giving me anything. You're only taking. Okay, now, and 23 is, and Jesus looked round about and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? Easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. So with God, all things are possible, even though it may be hard, but a rich man can enter the kingdom of heaven if he know who his Father is and if he began to learn who he is. See, when he know who his Father is, he also will know who he is. 28 reads, then Peter began to say unto him, Lord, we have left all and have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sister or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel, but he shall receive an 100-fold now in this time, in this present time, now in this time, house and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the worlds to come, eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. True greatness is when you serve. True greatness comes when you become a servant, and you're not trying to be first. But, you know, it's okay to be behind and be the servant, because when you serve, then you begin to be blessed. And not trying to be first will cause you to be first. Trying to be first will cause you to be last. So we must understand this, and we must begin to let our motives be to serve God and not to put on some kind of outward showing or to have riches and things of that nature and cars. And we will assume that that's going to be what's going to take us to the other side, or somebody's looking up on us and that looks good, you know, and things of that nature. And we only want these things to impress people, but that's not where it's at. All right, going to another scripture. Just bear with me. Okay, I'm reading from Galatians 5 and 22. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk the fruits of the Spirit. Now, the fruit of the Spirit that is bearing, it's bearing, so it's bringing forth the fruit. So if you're bearing, you're bringing forth fruit. If you're bringing forth fruit, then it's good because it's action. There's nothing dead in it. There's going to be love, and you got to understand how to love. And that, it'll give you joy, and you get to have peace, long-suffering, meaning that you won't be easily tired, or you won't be easily, I can't do this. You will be able to handle it because you are in the Spirit, and the Spirit walketh with you, and it walks beside you, a paracleto. So therefore, you gotta have goodness inside of you. You got to believe God. Understand that if I have faith that God can do all things and anything, therefore, I'm not going to be afraid because he hasn't given me the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So therefore, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Therefore, if I have the fruit of the Spirit, all these qualities is going to come out of me. So therefore, what I have to do is get into his word, and I have to begin to study, and not only read his word, but to study his word. So therefore, that becomes who I am. Now, I'm no longer forcing this or trying to make something out of it, trying to, you know, just be something, this and that, this is what I'm going to be. I'm no longer talking. I'm beginning to put it inside of me based on studying habits and the fact that I'm going into the Word. I'm going to go to Matthew 6 and 33, and I'm also going to read 34. Okay. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Okay, now. So therefore, I'm not worried about what I'm going to wear. I'm not concerned with what I'm going to drive. I'm not even concerned with whether or not I have gas, whether or not the bill is paid. I'm not concerned with any of that because it says in the Word, this is our information to let us know how we should do it and what we should do. So therefore, if I pick up the Bible and I do what the Bible says, then I don't have to worry about these particular things of the world system, you know. So therefore, seek ye first, and that's what I have to do. I have to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness and all of the things. There's nothing on the other side of that. So everything's over there. So therefore, all things will be taken care of. So now I'm understanding that, and I don't have to fear for what I'm going to eat, what I'm going to wear. Even if my refrigerator looks bare, I'm not afraid. I'm not scared because I know that God is going to do it. And so because of that belief that I have in my Father, then I don't fear and I don't worry. And I walk in it, and I don't walk in fear, but I walk in power. I walk in love. So I walk in a sound mind. And based on that faith, God does not have an option, but he has to do it because he swore by two immutable things that he will do it. So therefore, with that being said, then I'm okay. And I'm beginning to know who I am as well, because once I began to study and I began to worship, I began to praise, and I began to learn more and more of him, then I started learning who I am in God. And that's the only way. This is the only information I have or the only description I have to explain to me who I am and where I come from. This is my dictionary, so to speak. So therefore, if I need something, I go to the book of seeds, and then I begin to plant the seeds in my very own life, and not only in my life, but I begin to plant the seeds in other people's life, because as I walk and as I go to different places and as doors begin to open for me, the seeds that's inside of me begin to fall off me and begin to fall into other people's lives just because they became in my presence when I've already been spending time with God and I've already been with him and I've already been spending time with him. So therefore, it's going to begin to affect other people that surrounds me, not only within my household, but on my block. And then if I go into a different particular place, then in that location, it's going to begin to affect them because people are going to begin to see it on my face and it's going to shine on my face. But I can't be stuck on material things. I can't focus on that because it says seek ye first kingdom of heaven. So I can't stay focused on that at all because that is what's going to lead me astray. And money is the root of all evil, so I can't focus on that at all. And that would go into the same thing where I would focus on the source because the source is God and not the resource, which is the money. So I'm not going to focus on the resource, but the source. Within the source, I know that he has all things. He has a job. That's not my purpose. My purpose is pure. My purpose is to get to know him. I want to know who he is. So therefore, if I want to know who he is, and I know that he's the source, but I'm not coming to him for what he can do. I'm only coming to him for who he is. And that's pure. But the good thing about that is when I come to him, to know him, then I don't have to worry about my tomorrow, what I'm going to wear, or any of that. So now I'm beginning to understand what I'm valued at. I'm beginning to understand the difference of being desired and being valued. Because desire don't get you anything. It may get you some McDonald's or a Happy Meal or something like that, but it's not going to give me anything that I can hold on to, and everything is not always tangible. Some things that's good is not necessarily so tangible. You may not be able to see it, but you can feel it, and you know it's there, and it will cause good things to happen to you and good things to come your way. So therefore, and then I start walking in this newfound knowledge, and when I walk, I hold my head up high because I know who I am now. And I begin to walk, and I don't have to look to the left or the right, but I know where I'm going. I'm going forward. I'll read Luke 12 and 6, and I'm also going to read 7. 5 sparrows sold for 2 things, and not one of them is forgotten before God. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. There you go, right there. He's telling us we are valued. So if God value us, why wouldn't we value ourselves? Why would we let an individual dictate to us what are we worth? We can't allow that because I am what God said I am. So I can't flirt with your desire. There's no substitute for me. So if there's no substitute, then I can't allow you to come my way and pull me down. It's too precious. There's no desire greater than my value. So I can't allow you to pull me back because where I'm going now is I'm going forward. It's too precious. I spent too much time on my knees. I spent too much time serving my father, trying to get to know him and who he is. So I cannot allow you to come my way and just a short time bring me down, time I have spent, in just a matter of moments, you pull me back the other way. Moments are very precious. So every given moment that I have, I need to take advantage of it. I need to give God praise. I need to pick up my word. I need to bless him. I need to have a conversation with him. I need to talk to him. It's an opportunity for me to get closer to God. So I cannot allow you to come and pull me back, because I'm now climbing higher and higher, and I cannot allow you to pull me back down, because I spent too much time. And I value the time spent with my father. I value the joy that my father gives me. I value the anointing that he has placed inside of me and that he has trusted me with. I value all good things that he has given me. I value the greatness that he has placed inside of me. So I cannot allow you to pull me back. I'm understanding that I'm worth something. I'm understanding that there's value. I understand now that I don't have time to waste. I don't have time to play around with you. I'm not saying that you will not be a good person, but right now I'm working on something. I'm trying to get to a certain place. So I don't have time to play. I don't have time to mess around with you. Forgive me if I began to dance outside on my lawn, because now I'm understanding something. I'm praising God. And I know that praises go up and blessings come down. So therefore, my value system is going higher and higher. And now I'm understanding who I am. I know where I'm headed. I know where I'm going. So I cannot allow you to pull me down. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to tell you. But some people may leave your life. Some people may go on, and some people may get tired of messing with you because you're always talking about God this and God that, but they may be the best thing that ever happened to you to shake off, because it wasn't good for you anyway. And some things you thought you may have needed, but come to find out, thank you, Jesus. I just want to praise you and want to bless you, because my next 20 years have been great since I've shook that thing off. So everything that take place and that happened to you that may not seem great, it may not seem good, doesn't mean that it wasn't good. Because the kind of God I serve has the ability to change the outcome and change the situation and make it for good, even though it wasn't meant for good. Even though they came in my yard and they took my car and they hooked it up and they pulled it away and I paid 17 payments on it and now I'm left with nothing. And they put it down and tears rolled out of my eyes. But you know what, Lord? I'm going to praise you. I'm going to bless you, Lord God, because I know who you are, and I know the ability, and I know the power that you have. So I'm going to bless you. I'm going to worship you, and I'm going to praise you, Lord God. I'm not going to worry about the fact that I'm sitting in the dark. I'm not going to worry about DTE and shut the lights off, and now I'm in the dark, because I understand that you are the light of the world. So in the dark, I'm going to give praise. I'm going to worship you. I'm going to honor you, Lord God. I'm going to glorify you. And I'm going to magnify you. So it doesn't matter your present situation when you know who you are. When you value yourself, value you. Because God sees me not just from right now, but he sees my future. He sees where I'm on my way to. He sees the greatness in me. He sees where I'm going to be. So he's not like man, where he'll judge me from what he sees only. because it's just like an earthly system. When some people go to record a record, they go into a particular place and they sing, and sometimes they're desired, sometimes they're not. We can't do anything for you right now. We're not looking for female singers, or we're not looking for male singers right now. They don't quit. They go on, and then they find someone else, another recording studio, that puts them out. And now they begin to go platinum time in and time again. Well, that first one that turned them down, they look and say, only if we had her, signed them. So you miss your opportunity. So when someone come at you necessarily and they're not right and you move on, and they had plenty of opportunities to make it right with you, and they didn't. But later on down the road, they see your greatness, and they say, only if I had her. Because now I'm far gone. I'm in the spirit, and what you're bringing to the table is not enough. So don't bring me no Happy Meal to the table. I'm looking for more than that. I'm looking for something I can hold on to, something I can take to my family, something that I can get delivered from, something that I can be healed from. Give me something that I can obtain. Give me some spirit. Give me something that I can live by. You know, give me something that's juicy, something that's going to keep me going, something that's going to make me happy, something that I can jump and shout about. Don't give me nothing that's going to pull me away and take my anointing, take my spirit and bring me down to another level to where I've wasted all this time just doing this, and now all of a sudden I'm back here. I can't do it. I can't do it. So it's time to begin to think. It's time to begin to really think about this thing. What's your value? What is your value? Where are you right now? What is your value? What are you worth? Because you're going to be the one who determines your value by your actions. You're going to determine your value by your study time. Determine your value by your praise time, by your worship time. Because God's putting it out there. He's giving it to us, but he's not forcing us. He's not forcing us. He's saying, here it is. I love you. Here it is. But you got to go get it. Are you going to get it today? Are you going to get it? Because if you don't know your value, you're not going to get it. You're not going to go get it. You're not going to want it. But when you know your value, then you'll begin to invest in that. You'll begin to invest in that very thing, because I know my value. I know what I'm worth. I know who I am. I know where I'm going. I know where I'm headed. The only way for me is up. So therefore, you can't sell me on anything else. If you're not bringing me love and joy and meekness, goodness, you're not bringing me those kind of things that bear fruit, then I can't do it, because I need something that's bearing fruit in my life. I need something that's going to give me something to where I can even give someone else. Put something inside of me that's ongoing, that's everlasting, not material things, because material things are going to fade away and there'll be no more. So therefore, I don't desire that. I don't want that. And the disciples, they was up on fame, money, marketing power, position, and possessions. They were caught up in value systems based on these things, which caused them to compete with each other. And that's exactly what we're doing right now. But greatness isn't serving, rather than outdoing each other. And I know some doors is going to close, some people are going to leave, But those are the doors that's supposed to close, and those are the people that's supposed to leave, because some things we're not supposed to be getting into. Because when I know who I am, I won't be in certain places. You know, and certain people are not meant for you to be with. It's just not. You can only be in certain circles. And you know, you'll be led. When you begin to value yourself, you're going to get into the Word. You're going to have a relationship to where God speaks to you and say, no, I'm sorry, you know, no, no, no. You know, so that's just what we have to do. And it's going to be times when we cry. But you're going to be able to say, but God. You might be in pain, but God. You might be hurt, but God. You might not know where to turn, but God. And that's what you got to say, but God. You have to always know, no matter what your situation, there's but God. That's your release. Excuse me if I dance right here. And that's always going to be your answer, but God. Whenever you're struggling, but God. That's what we have to do. That's what we have to understand. So once again, I have a question I want to ask. Where are you valued at? Where do you set your worth at? Just because you desire doesn't mean you are valued. So don't allow people to determine your value based on their desire. Do not let people determine your value based on their desire. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Bernard, for that word from the Lord. Amen. He's asking us, he asked us in the form of a question, and what are you valued at? And as we do know that greatness is not measured by what you accomplish or your achievements or your advancement or recognition, your advancement is known by your humility. Who's great in the kingdom is those who become a servant to others, those who serve others. Amen. So we thank God for that's a question that we all could ask ourselves. Amen. What is your greatness measured at? Amen. So we thank God for you, Brother Bernard. We bless the Lord, and we just thank him for that word, amen, that you have given today. And we just want to say a word of prayer over you. Praise God. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for your goodness of Brother Bernard, Lord. Thank you for giving him your words, Father, your strength, your abilities, your knowledge, your goodness, Father. I thank you, God, for your hands of blessing to be released upon his life, Father. And, Father, as you work through him and in him, Father, more and more jewels will be poured out to the people of God. And so, Father, we thank you that as we receive these nuggets, as we receive the word of truth, Father, it will change our lives, Father. And we just thank you, Father. We ask your blessing upon his life, his entire family, Father, everything he touched, Lord, Father, wherever he go, Father, wherever the sole of his feet shall tread, Father. We just pray that you give him the land, Father. We thank you for your anointing over his life, Father. We're expecting great things to come forth from this, Lord God, that as he soar as an eagle, Father, as we come to the place of knowing who we are, God, we thank you that greatness shall be embraced and it shall be revealed, Lord God, more and more each day. Oh, bless the name of God. Amen. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Amen. We're going to just go ahead and release, and we're going to just go out. Amen. Praising God. Sing a hallelujah and glory to the mighty name. Bless everyone. Thank everyone for joining us tonight. Bless you all. He will be back here again. Coming on Monday. It will be We'll let you know when he'll come in, when he's coming on again. But every Monday, once every Monday for the month. Amen. So praise God. Bless you all. We love you. And we'll see you back here next time. God bless.